Now, probably I ought to spend a few moments talking about the writers of the Psalms. Now, some people think that David wrote all the Psalms. And the fact of the matter is, he did not write all the Psalms. He is the sweet psalmist of Israel, and 73 of the Psalms are assigned to him. Almost, very candidly, half of the book of Psalms. There are 150 of them. Now, he could be the author of some of what are known as the orphanic Psalms. That means they're orphan Psalms. We do not know who the writer is other than the Holy Spirit. And this man David, of course, was peculiarly endowed to write these songs from the experiences as well as a special, I think, aptitude and the fact that he's writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Now, he arranged those that were in existence in his day for temple use. And the writers are like this. 73, written by David. Moses wrote 1, the 90th. Solomon wrote 2. The sons of Korah wrote 11. Asaph wrote 12. Heman wrote 1, and that's the 88th. Ethan wrote 1, the 89th. Hezekiah wrote 10. And then there are 39 orphanic psalms. That is, we do not know who the human writer was. Now, again, may I emphasize, Christ the Messiah is prominent throughout. You will remember that the Lord Jesus, when he appeared after his resurrection to those that were his own, you remember what he had to say to them at that time. And I'll turn and read that, because it's important to see. In Luke 24, verse 44, "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." The Psalms speak of Christ. And as I have said, I think that is the most important thing to discover, that Christ is the subject of the Psalms. I think he is the one that's the subject of praise in every one of them, and doesn't mean I'll be able to locate him in all of them because I'm not able to, but that doesn't mean he's not there. It just means that Vernon McGee is quite limited.